Phil Harris was on the Jack Benny Show since 1934, playing the jive-talking hipster bandleader of the questionable repute. His band members were helpful in the sarcastic, fast-talking department, too. So when Phil Harris, in real life, married the glamorous and talented movie star Alice Faye, it seemed more like a match made in Hollywood than in heaven. They knew each other from the old days of the Rudy Vallee Show and were both radio veterans when they decided, in the Benny tradition, to work together professionally, using their own showbiz personas in Fitz Bandwagon. Hey, Ozzy and Harriet had done well with it. This show isn't like Ozzy and Harriet. Beside fame and glamour, Phil and Alice had two big things in their life, their lovely daughters. Janine Rose played Alice Jr., and Ann Whitfield was Little Phyllis. Both took after Phil in the wisecrack department. The big headache in their lives, Phil's band. It was a congregation with enough wise guys to make, sit up, and start take notes. As both Phil and Alice were known singers, there were two musical numbers in each show, and they were always for real, except some of Phil's, which were for laughs. But Phil's band gave much more than music to the show. Frankie Rimley was the band's left-handed guitar player with a sardonic sense of humor out of left field. The character was first done on the Jack Benny Show, and, of course, now on a show about the band itself. Frankie was even more obnoxious. Famed radio actor Elliot Lewis played him with relish. In fact, later in the run, they actually started calling the character Elliot. Elliot Lewis changes his name on the show from Frankie Rimley to Elliot because Harris stopped leading Jack Benny's band, so he wasn't connected to the Rimley anymore. A couple of actors well known on other shows were Gail Gordon and Walter Tetley. Gail Gordon, Principal Conklin on Miss Brooks, was Mr. Scott, the long-suffering Rexall representative, doing stealth commercials for Rexall again like the Jack Benny Show and Fibber McGee and Molly had done. Walter Tetley, Leroy on The Great Gildersleeve, played the delivery boy Julius Abruzzo. Nice guy? No. Other characters included Alice's deadbeat brother Willie, ably played by Robert North and announcer Bill Foreman. The show was produced and directed by Paul Phillips. It's a hip show, as sharp and freewheeling as Benny, but with a bite and abrasiveness that seems, looking back now, to foreshadow most modern television sitcoms. John Dunning in On the Air, the Encyclopedia of Old-Time Radio, writes, "It remains on tape one of radio's brightest lights. The passage of time has done nothing to blunt its delightful impact. The characters were bums, but the listeners knew it and didn't care. When Harris crowed, 'Oh, you dog!' a listener knew he was probably looking at himself in the mirror. The timing displayed by the star leaves a modern listener with nothing but admiration." Text, courtesy of otrcat.com. For the old-time radio researchers, this is Mike Thomas, your announcer.